Reactor online. Sensors online. Weapons online. All systems nominal.
Hello, everyone. This is Carrie with the Unicorn Company podcast. This is my cat, Itty, just visiting for a moment. And today, on this episode, I'm going to cover the Kickstarter and the results of, mainly the results of the Kickstarter. What have we gotten? Where do we sit? What did you get if you backed? Or what are you going to be getting, I should say? Also, before I go into anything really deeply, we're not going to have a news segment today. We're not going to have a mech tech today. We are covering everything that happened with the Kickstarter, what everybody's getting. This might take a little while. And of course, you're also going to hear my views on some things as normal. Before we start, I do want to thank my sponsor, Fortress Miniatures and Games. Check them out at fortressminiaturesandgames.com. They have everything you could just about want for Battletech, and I'm sure that they're going to be carrying a good number of the new Kickstarter products as quickly as they can. Once again, that's fortressminiaturesandgames.com. Also, I want to thank my patrons. Without y'all, this would not be possible. And of course, if you do want to support the podcast, you can go ahead and check us out at patreon.com/unicorncompany. And we have a variety of patron tiers that you can check out there. So let's get into the actual meat and potatoes of what we're here for. And that is the Kickstarter. How did it do? All that other good stuff. Well, first of all, it broke $7.5 million. Great. Above and beyond that, what are we getting? What do things look like? So of course you can see on the screen here, it says funded, that's all fine and good. But let's go ahead and actually take a look at everything. So we're just going to scroll down here. Live stream stuff where you can find them. That is the Devastator miniature, which looks goddamn amazing. So first of all, not everybody's getting the Mercenary box. I want to go ahead and see what the lowest level for that was. And we're going to cover all these real quick. Yep, we are covering the whole Kickstarter here. Everything that happened and all the other goodies. Map packs and battle mats, city map packs, Savannah, I want to say Paper Pusher definitely didn't get anything as far as the box. It gets that. All right, so veteran is where you start getting the stuff here. So let's go back up, because I want to cover what is in each of the boxes, and then we're going to go ahead and cover who gets what. I know I had to skip down to look, but that's just the way it works sometimes. Surprisingly, even though I'm really good at Alpha Strike and games, I also have a memory that like just totally loves to not remember things. So we get like the whole, the Mercenary box has 8 high quality assembled mechs, 4 vehicles, primer in the universe, rulebook, punch out tokens, game maps, cards, battlefield support cards, which I don't know if those are going to be the same as, give me a second. So I don't know if those are going to be battlefield support cards like for Battletech or for Alpha Strike. Now, mind you, this is the Alpha Strike ones that came with the Alpha Strike box set, and there's a good amount of them. It doesn't say which one it is. Maybe they'll be set up to support both, which would be awesome. Also, this includes the new revised battlefield support rules, which I've heard the Mech Bay, I believe it was, talk about them, and not the biggest fan. But let's look at the actual. Yeah, so this is kind of funny. The versus the 8 high quality miniatures, and when you go down, it's 12. 12 high quality, fully assembled. Oh, battle mechs and vehicles. Okay. Two paper maps, three punch boards, 32 page rule book, 24 page rule sheet, record sheet booklet, mercenary primer, novella, pilot cards, 12 double sided off strike cards. Awesome. 99 battlefield support cards. So one of them is probably the, like, is it this one? Yeah, the battlefield support rules, which is this card right here that came in the Alpha Strike set. So it's probably 98 with one rules card to explain how the rules for these work. Heavy stock reference sheet, double-sided laminated poster, and two six-sided dice. The mechs that you get with it and the vehicles, you get the Chameleon. Let me make sure this looks right here. Yep. Okay, hopping back over here. The Chameleon, Star Slayer, Caesar, Devastator, Flea, Firefly, Quick Draw, and Ost Soul. I think the Ost Soul is the one that I really liked that. And here, I think that's a Ost Rock. The Ost series is something that I'm not the greatest with. All right, so let's look at all the force packs that you can also get. So I've had trouble keeping track. I want to say there's 13 force packs. I might be wrong. You have the Battlefield Support, Assault and Cavalry, which is two Demolisher Heavy Tanks, two Shrek PPC Carriers, two Condor Hover Tanks, two Pegasus Scout Hover Tanks. So you're getting eight vehicles in a box. That's not bad. So one of the things that's kind of funny in the difference between Battletech fiction-wise and Battletech game-wise is vehicles technically are always supposed to run in teams of two. In the game, it doesn't make as much sense because a lot of times you simply end up, I don't know how to put it, points-wise, you don't end up wanting to have two of a vehicle, but fiction wise, you know, that's a thing. So, but then next you have the Battlefield Support Battle and Fire. This has two Manticore heavy tanks, two Vedette medium tanks, two LRM carriers, and two SRM carriers, and they have extra turrets so that you can either have four LRM carriers or four SRM carriers. Which, quite frankly, the four LRM carrier one is terrifying because I've seen what they can do in Megamech. Yeah, that's god-awful terrifying. Then you have the Battlefield Support Objectives box. Now, this one I'm not as keen on because, I don't know. I would rather have things that I can use for actual tabletop play that are things that I can have run around and go pew pew, as opposed to things that are going to sit on the table and look pretty to be captured. Includes a mobile long tom with the support carriage, a mobile headquarters, and a MASH vehicle. Not bad, but eh. Then we have Battlefield Support Recon and Hunter. Comes with two Skulker wheeled scout tanks, two Warrior H7 attack helicopters, two Behemoth heavy tanks, and two Ontos heavy tanks. I love Ontoses. They are god-awful scary in Alpha Strike. The 3058 refit, I think it is. Might be 3057 refit. It's like a 770. It moves slow as molasses, but it has this 24-inch bubble around it that is just, like, terrifying. It's... If they were cheaper, I could work them into a tournament list, and it would just be like, yeah, cool. Come over, come past the center line of the table. I dare you. Kind of wish we had an all helicopter box, like two Warriors, two Hawk Moths, two Yellow Jackets, and I don't know, maybe two Kestrels, like because of the Wolf's Dragoons, and this is a mercenaries thing. But yeah. Then we have the Clan Cavalry Star, which has the Black Python, Shadowhawk 2C, Griffin 2C, Jenner 2C, and Locust 2C. So this is all second line mechs. My Nova Cats want that Jenner 2C. I am just in love with the look of the Black Python. The Locust 2C, I'm sure I could find a home for. Same with the Griffin and the Shadowhawk. But yeah. So we have the Clan Direct Firestar pack. This one comes with the Kraken, the Highlander 2C that a lot of people are looking forward to, Phoenix Hawk 2C that I've already seen and looks wonderful, the Grizzly, which I don't think they've shown. And a Rifleman 2C, and some of the Rifleman 2C variants are also terrifying. Next, we have the Inner Sphere Assault Lance. It has a Pillager, a Goliath, a Shogun, and a Hoplite. It's a weird loadout for an Assault Lance to have the Hoplite in there, but every now and then you need something weird. The Goliath miniature looks interesting. Not gonna lie, I'm not too interested in the Shogun or the Pillager, and the Hoplite, it's not something I'm overly enthused about. Then we have the Inner Sphere Battle Armor Company. Yeah, it'd be four squads of Battle Armor. So it's a company of Battle Armor. Or no. A platoon of battle armor, sorry, because four squads make a platoon, three to four platoons are a company, so it's a platoon of battle armor. Then we have the heavy recon lance for Inner Sphere. You have the Charger, the Ost Rock, the Merlin, and the Assassin. The Merlin, I think, is the one that fits the least in here. Given that there were some designs that got left out of the Clan Invasion stuff that belonged to Comstar and the Star League, such as the Champion, I think that would have been a wonderful mech to have had done either in the Star League one or in this one. And the Heavy Recon would have been a good spot for it. Then we have the Inner Sphere Pursuit Lance. Comes with a Dervish, a Cicada, a Clint, and a Hermes too. Yeah, I can see this. The Cicada has some terrifying variants, by the way. Just to let you know. Then we have the Inner Sphere Recon Lance. You have the Firestarter, the Ost Scout, the Spectre, and the Javelin. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary there. The Ost Scout seems to fit like you would expect. Then you have the Inner Sphere Security Lance, which is the Jaeger Mech, Scorpion, Vulcan, and Whitworth. Scorpion, I'm curious to see. Jaeger Mech, part Davian at my core. So, yes, I need one of those. Then we have the Le So then we get into the Legendary Mech Warrior packs. You have the Legendary Mech Warrior Pack 2. Or it's kind of weird to call it Legendary Mech Warrior Pack, but it has a vehicle. It has the SM5 Tank Destroyer, which I believe was Kalandra Kel, the Caesar Archangel, Devastator, Charger 3K, and the Marauder Red Hunter. So that would be Duke Recall and later on the new Recall character that are out that are the excuse me, the Red Hunter. After that, we have, you can see all of them there. We have Legendary Pilots Pack 2, which is essentially the Bounty Hunter show for the most part. You've got a Marauder Bounty Hunter, all variants. So it comes with multiple guns. The Warhammer 9K, Griffin 2N. Now, they had originally said it was going to be a Timberwolf W. Now it's a Timberwolf Bounty Hunter 2, which is kind of disappointing. I was really looking forward to the Mad Cat W. Like, I love the Mad Cat W. It is terrifyingly effective. And they changed. I'll live. But yeah. Loki Mark II, which is the first Dark Age mech to be released as a plastic, and then the Marauder 2 Bounty Hunter. Let's see. Then we have some. Okay, so that's the Griffin, the Shadowhawk, and the Phoenix Hawk 2C renders. So then we talk about some swag. Okay, so here's all the stuff as far as faction swag. This is all the stuff, all the factions that you can get as stuff. Avanti's Angels, Blackthorns, Camacho's Caballeros, Clan Seafox, the Eridani Light Horse, which I'm leaning towards, Grey Death Legion, Hansen's Rough Riders, House Arano, House Recall, the Elysian Lancers, Kellhounds, Lexington Combat Group, Magistry of Canopus, Marion Hegemony, the McCarran's Armored Cav, McCarran's Armored Cavalry, or as we got Big Red to call it, the McCarran's McArmored McCavalry. The Northwind Highlanders, so I'm leaning there too. Outworld's Alliance, Roslog Dominion, Raven Alliance, the Republic of the Sphere, Snords of Regulars, the Star League. That's another one I kind of want. I'm gonna have to figure this out. St. Ives Compact, Torian Concordat, 12th Vegan Rangers, 21st Centauri Lancers, Wolf's Dragoons, and finally the Word of Blake. And of course, here we have some renders of there's the Ontosses, Behemoths. Is that the new Swiftwind? I don't like that. And the Warrior, which actually I kind of like the Warrior. I may keep using the Metal Warriors as the normal ones and use these as the stealth ones if I were to get these. Then you have the add-ons. So it's like a little thing that shows the add-ons, but So like patches and stuff like that, that's $10 a pop. Books are 15, map packs are 30 and 35. $8 for I know what they're called. Random boxes. $100 for it looks like Alpha Strike rulebook and Commander's Edition combined. Art of War is $15, $5 for PDF, $40 for a shirt. You can kind of see what we're looking at. Then of course it talks about the map packs and the battle mats. So there's those, and then here you get to take a look at the actual what do these maps look like. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not interested in the maps. I know there are some people who this is the end all be all is map packs, and I understand it. I went through the time where you could not get maps, but yeah. Then of course they have these available as add-ons, the plushies that were at Gen Con. So if you want a plushie, this is how you can get it if you couldn't be at, or no, not Gen Con. Adepticon. If you weren't at Adepticon, you can get a plushie. Now I have to say, we scroll down here, the Eridani Light Horse Atlas, all the Davian Guards ones too, but more the Eridani Light Horse. It has such a cute face. It's this big old smiley, like stupid happy face the Atlas has. It's comical and funny and yeah. So, also there is a salvage box Visigoth fighter. If you pledged within the first 48 hours, then you get one of these. I'm not an aerospace person, so that's not something I'm really into. Then you have the 4-inch Timberwolf model. Now, to put some perspective on this is roughly 15 millimeter scale. So, that's if you want to play Flames of War with your friends and you want to bring a Mad Cat, there you go. Or if you want to play 15 millimeter Battletech, there's your first model. And we get some amazing art of a Phoenix Hawk. Talks about lore, how to play. There's some videos. Battle. Now, I find this kind of funny. The plethora of rule books. Battletech has always suffered from having too many rule books. Alpha Strike, though, thank goodness, does not have a bajillion rule books. You have one. You have one rule book. That's all you need. That's all you have. So, all right. So we get into the pledge levels. Paper Pusher was the lowest you could pledge. This is a $15 pledge. Basically, you get your choice of one of four or one of six mercenary themed novels in hardback format, and you can add on additional novels or upgrade to premium leather soft, and all of them come with ebook format as well. You get a Visigoth 40, basically all of them will get the Visigoth if they've acted within the first 48 hours. Eridani Light Horse poster with Battle Mech and Vehicle Wreck Guide on the back, and it's supersized. You also get digital rewards Night at the Lake, Not the Way the Smart Money Bets, Fortune's Award, No Greater Honor, Tales of the Bounty Hunter, Lexington Combat Group Wallpaper, Eridani Light Horse Wallpaper, Shrapnel Year 1 Digital Compilation, Double Size Mercenary Themed Issue of Shrapnel, Splinter of Hope Audiobook, Rockin' a Hard Place Audiobook, Close Quarters Audiobook, and Cracked Canopy Cookbook. Now at 35, recruit, you get the beginner box, a challenge coin of your choice, one mercenary salvage box, double blind novel, digital. You also get, we're not even going to talk about the Visigoth, everybody gets it in the first 48, Eridani Light Horse poster with Balamek and Vehicle Wreck Guide on the back. It's supersized. Also, you get pretty much all the same stuff. Night at the Lake, Not the Way the Smart Money Bets, Fortune's Award, No Greater Honor, Tales of the Bounty Hunter, all the same wallpapers, the double-sized mercenary-themed issue, Shrapnel, Splinter of Hope, Rockin' a Hard Place, Close Quarters, and Crack Canopy. Veteran. So Veteran, you get... Yeah, let me go back up. Yeah, because that's the beginner box. Veteran, you get the mercenary box. We all know it comes in mercenary box. But you get that. You get a challenge coin, double blind, 4-inch Timberwolf. Plus, there's the Eridani Light Horse poster, supersized. There's McCarran's Armored Cavalry and Lexington Combat Group poster, supersized. Northwind Highlander poster and 21st Centauri Lancer, that's double-sided, supersized. Three Mercenary Salvage box and your choice of standard or limited edition Mercenaries box set. So you can get it either as a standard or with the limited edition carbon fiber look. Digital rewards, it's pretty much the same. Looks like you get added to what you already had. You get... Fortunes of War 2, you get a tiny bit of Rebellion, Lexington Comic Group, or Light Horse, episode, Splinter Hope audiobook, Rockin' a Hard Place, Close Quarters, Crack Canopy. Yeah, so basically you're getting Fortunes of War number 2, and a tiny bit of Rebellion, which is the second part to after Not the Way Smart Money Bets. Then we get into Company. Company, you get the Mercenaries box, two force packs, a challenge coin, a swag item, double blind digital novel, 4-inch Timberwolf. Get all the same posters as the previous one. So, Eridani Light Horse, Vehicle Wreck Guide, McCarran's Armored Cavalry, Lexington Combat Group, Northwind Highlanders, 21st Centauri Lancers. Three salvage boxes, two more force packs, standard or limited edition box set. Night at the Lake for digital rewards. Night at the Lake, Not the Way Smart Money Bets. Tiny bit of Rebellion, clever bit of fiction. From Not the Way Smart Money Bets to clever bit of fiction, those are all Kellhound's Ascendant short stories or novellas. And then you get Fortunes of War 1, 2, and 3, also novellas. Sun Tzu's The Art of War, translated and annotated by Jamie Wolf, ebook. Legends 2 PDF, which I'm really interested in seeing that. BattleTech graphic novel number 1 PDF, No Greater Honor digital novel, Tales of the Bounty Hunter, Lexington Combat Group wallpaper, Iridani Light Horse Shrapnel Year 1 compilation, double-sized mercenary themed issue of Shrapnel, Splinter of Hope audiobook, A Rock and a Hard Place audiobook, and let's see, The Mercenary Life, a digital short story anthology, Close Quarters audiobook, and a Cracked Canopy cookbook. Of course, you can see like they'll show the retail value. Why am I? You can't see what I'm pulling. Well, you can, but if you look over, I have to see how that looks. If you look over there, you'll see the retail value up this way. So you can see what how you can see how they price it versus how much you're paying. You know, you're paying 150. They feel like you're getting like $350 to $411 worth of stuff. Company store, we're not going to cover because this is for retailers. So unless you're a retailer, you didn't buy that. So we have Battalion. Battalion is a mercenaries box, 6 force packs to start with, 1 challenge coin, 1 swag item, double blind digital novel, 4-inch Timberwolf. That's your baseline. And then this is going to get interesting. So bonuses, physical bonuses. You have Iridani Light Horse poster, Battle Mech and Vehicle Rec Guide on the back. Big Mech and Lexington Combat Group double-sided, Highlanders and Lancers double-sided, 3 salvage boxes, not bad. Choice of standard or limited edition Mercenaries box set, not bad. I mean, a lot of this is what you got before, but then you have the Mercenaries Premium Record Sheets bundle. So I'm assuming these are some kind of very well done laminated type record sheets. Map pack Savannah. Cool. 5 force packs of your choice. Okay, so that means with this tier, you're getting 11 force packs. It's a lot of force packs. Sun Tzu's The Art of, well, technically it's pronounced Sun Tzu. The Art of War translated physical copy. Cool, which means there should be notes in there by Jamie Wolf. Yeah. Digital rewards, Night at the Lake, Not the Way Smart Money Bets, Tiny Bit of Rebellion, clever bit of fiction. If All Acquaintance Be Forgot, which is number 4 of the Kellhound's Ascendant, Fortunes of War 1 through 4, Sun Tzu's Art of War, translated and annotated by Jamie Wolf, ebook, Legends 2 PDF, BattleTech graphic novel number 1. No Greater Honor digital novel, Tales of the Bounty Hunter digital short story anthology, Lexington Combat Group wallpaper, ELH wallpaper, Shrapnel Year 1 digital compilation, double-sized mercenary themed issue of Shrapnel, A Splinter of Hope, A Rock and a Hard Place, The Mercenary's Life, Close Quarters, and the Cracked Canopy cookbook. And of course, you can see right there. They estimate this is about $722 to $833 worth of stuff. Okay. 500 if you pledged regiment, you're getting a mercenaries box, 12 force packs to start with. Yeah, that's a lot of force packs. 4 challenge coins of your choice, 2 swag items of your choice, double blind digital novel delivers during the campaign, 4-inch Timberwolf. It's a pretty good amount of stuff just to start with. Bonuses, we already know about the Visigoth. We know about all the posters because those are all the same as every other tier so far. Well, like for the past couple. 4 mercenary salvage boxes, limited standard edition mercenaries box set. Mercenaries Premium Rec Sheet Bundle, Map Pack Savannah, Map Pack City, 5 more force packs of your choice. So that puts you at 17 force packs. Sun Tzu's Art of War, translated and annotated by Jamie Wolf, physical copy, Encounters BattleTech game, physical copy of Legends 2, And then over in digital rewards, you have A Night at the Lake, Not the Way Smart Money Bets, Tiny Bit of Rebellion, Clever Bit of Fiction, If Auld Acquaintance Be Forgot. Then you have Fortunes of War 1 through 5, Sun Tzu's Art of War, Legends 2 PDF, BattleTech Graphic Novels 1 and 2, No Greater Honor Digital Novel, Tales of the Bounty Hunter, all the wallpapers we discussed earlier, Mercenary Themed Issue of Shrapnel Year 1 Compilation, Splinter of Hope, Rock in a Hard Place, The Mercenary Life, Close Quarters, and Crack Canopy. And then there was one final tier, one humongous tier, which a bunch of people had 5 grand sitting on hand to buy. Don't ask me how or why they have $5,000 just sitting around for this. Like, that's, to me, that feels crazy. And I've been playing this game since I was 14. I turned 44 this year. I've been playing this game for 30 years. 30. I mean, then again, I probably have like a ton of stuff, so. Anyway. Big Kappa, also known as Fool Kerensky, the following delivers as part of your fulfillment: 2 mercenaries boxes, 28 force packs, 2x all physical rewards and stretch goals, 2 years of free BattleTech product, Kerensky Con invite, the double blind digital novel. I can't even talk anymore. 2 4-inch Timberwolves, because you need those. Physical rewards. Well, here, we're just gonna look at these. 2 of each challenge coin, pin, patch, every new swag item from the campaign. 2 of each poster, 2 each Mercenaries Worksheets bundles, 2 each of Map Pack Savannah and Cities, 2 each of Sun Tzu's Art of War physical, 2 each of Encounters BattleTech game, 2 physical copies of Legend 2. 8 free mercenary salvage boxes, 10 more force pack choices, 2 Savannah battle mats, 2 city battle mats, 2 choice of standard or limited edition box set, 2 choice of standard or limited edition BattleTech universe book. Who would not get 2 of the limited edition? And yeah, like 2 each variant plushie, 2 40th anniversary t-shirts. 2 of each new dice set, Faction, Chevron, and Liquid Core. Yeah. Like, damn. Here's all the stretch goals as unlocked. We're gonna zoom past most of these because most of these don't matter. I mean, they do, but they've been covered. Like, that's what the limited edition box looks like if you're wanting that. Maybe? Don't know. That's, and let's see, like, that's the limited edition. The BattleTech Universe book comes with, like, a whole, yeah, it's really cool. Okay, so there are a couple of force packs that weren't covered earlier. That's mainly what I'm going to talk about through these. First is the Rifle and Command Lance force pack. And just like all the vehicle packs, it should come with 2 of each, if I understand correctly. You're looking at 2 Hetzers, 2 Bulldogs, 2 Sturmfuhrers, and 2 Von Luckners. Which Hetzers can be scary too. There's an LRM variant of the Hetzer that's dirt cheap. And yeah. But there is also another, let's see, oh yeah, at 6 million, the heavy battle and sweep lances were unlocked, and this includes Pattons, pikes. I mainly want the Pattons, not gonna lie. J. Edgar hover tanks and Drilson heavy hover tanks. And 6.5 million. There's more swag. There's Blue Star regulars and Tamar packed. There's 7.5, the 7 million. We got more force packs and a crack canopy. And then 7.5, which was unlocked. We got Eclipse by Jason Schmetzer, which did not, it was not mentioned. And it takes place in the Blakist era. Plus the Crescent Hawks and the Vesper March. Now, 8 million stayed locked. And I'm kind of sad for this. Because I like the Scorpion Empire. And I wouldn't mind having a Scorpion Empire pin or patch. So I've heard rumors, I have not confirmed yet, that the Blood Asp, the salvage box, is going to be available as an add-on. I'm kind of sad we're not getting these novels as part of the Kickstarter. There's the render for the Blood Asp. That thing. Yeah. Then 8 million continued. The Somerset Strikers. Now, I've heard a rumor also that this is going to be added as an add-on. I can't confirm it. I've heard a rumor. So we may be able to get the Blood Asp and the Adam Steiner's little group here as an add-on. Hatamotochi, Mahler, and there's the Axemen, like, right? Somebody's shaving. Okay. Da, 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 da. So, I mean, that pretty much covers all of the stuff. I do like that they did that in the old cartoon style for the clan's enhanced imaging. Personally, I do not see why this doesn't already exist. If you watched my video about the Inner Sphere Lance Pack that comes with the Thug, this is what should have been in it, is the Hatamotochi. The Thug, yes, the Thug is an amazing mech. It is a Star League slash Comstar mech. I don't know why it's in an Inner Sphere Lance. I know the Inner Sphere kept make. Sorry, it's my printer. I apologize again. But it's a Comstar or Star League mech. It's not. Yeah. Anyway, that pretty much covers everything. Excuse me. Pretty much covers everything in the Kickstarter. You'll have to excuse me. I had like something. That felt weird. But yeah, so I mean, I hope that if you did get in on it, because like I hope that you were able to get in on it. Because it's gonna have the 2N Axemen. If this is true, we're gonna have 2N Axemen, we're gonna have the Mauler, we're gonna have alternate Bushwhacker, a new Hatamoto Chi, a new Wolfhound, which I will definitely be getting one of these if it is. I'm not the biggest fan of Adam Steiner, but it's not bad looking at all. Also, there is the Aces open beta playtest, which is almost done actually. And of course, there's a whole bunch of groups they're mentioning, and then all their follows and stuff. Now, mind you, shipping. If you're international, I don't know what your shipping's gonna look like. I know that they're covering all freight and import duties and handling fees, but backers will be responsible for local delivery and VAT for international. And for US, obviously, you're gonna be responsible for just shipping. But yeah, that is it. And I really hope that if you backed it, that you're gonna be happy with what you get. I really want that mech right there. See it right there? All that sexiness. Okay, yes, I'm partial because the Blood Asp is terrifying in Alpha Strike. What can I say? But yeah, so excuse me, that is everything. It is 1 in the morning here. I'm gonna go to bed. And I'm gonna see about getting this posted up tomorrow or this weekend. We'll see. So once again, I want to thank my sponsor, Fortress Miniatures and Games. Visit them at fortressminiaturesandgames.com. Awesome store, awesome guy that runs it. And once again, if you want to support the podcast, check us out at patreon.com/unicorncompany. Also, we're on Facebook at Unicorn Company Podcast. And yeah. So until next time, y'all have a great day, great evening, great whatever it is where you are. This is Carrie signing off.